Welcome to another edition of Shamrock Stories. I am Dr. Hainer, Superintendent of Schools in New Haven School District in New Haven, Missouri. This edition of Shamrock Stories will review the May and June school board meetings. The May meeting was a very light meeting, and so therefore we combined the 2 months together for one podcast. The consent agenda for both the May and June board meetings contained numerous MOUs and contracts that we renew with our vendors at this time each year. At this time, I'm going to turn it over to Mrs. Nook and Mrs. Otten for their positive comments.
Hi, this is Mrs. Nook, and I'm here to share with you some updates from the month of May as well as early June. In May, in our district, we celebrated our retirees, Gail Carey, Diane Munsinger, and Tiffany Williams. All three of those ladies leave really big shoes to fill and a lasting impact here in our district. Louise Yoder also retired from our district this year. During May at the middle school, our eighth graders became freshmen, and we held an awards ceremony to celebrate our seventh and eighth grade students who have gone above and beyond during the school year. Our middle school outdoors club also had their final fishing trip, which included a fillet demonstration from John Nilges and a fish fry. At the high school, our baseball team was extremely successful and earned themselves a second place finish in the district tournament. Graduation was held on May 22nd. Our valedictorian, Jacob Gertis, and our salutatorian, Ty Jones, both gave speeches, and we had 39 total graduates. After graduation, our track team traveled to the state track meet in Jefferson City, where they earned several medals. The 4x400 earned a third place at the state track meet, which included Morgan Geeney, Avery Struberg, Ellie Bombach, Lydia Payne, and Olivia Geeney. A fifth place medal was earned in the 4x200, which included Emmy Bates, Isabella Groner, Brooklyn Vogelsing, and Morgan Geeney. Fourth place medal in the shot put was earned by Elena Lagerman. And a seventh place medal in the 4x800 with Lydia Payne, Ellie Bombach, Avery Struberg, and Olivia Geeney running that race. Congratulations to our track team.
New Haven Elementary students have been very busy starting off this month of May. First of all, PTO had their annual Kids Trivia Night. This event is a free evening for the students to have food, fun, and games. We had a sports theme that evening, so students came, decorated their tables around sports, won prizes, answered trivia, and had a great time. May is also a month that we see a lot of field trips going on. Our first grade went to Shaw Nature Reserve. Kindergarten went to the St. Louis Aquarium, and our second and third grade both enjoyed Onondaga Cave. Fourth grade took their annual trip to the Capitol. Some of our students had the opportunity to go to Herman High School to participate in the Special Olympics. Our local police department also traveled west and cheered them on as well. MAP testing wrapped up this month. We had great attendance by all of our students, which is so important during MAP testing time. Even those who had been sick, we were excited to get all of the makeups completed, and we will be celebrating that with a dodgeball tournament coming up. We invited some of our newest families to come in. These students will be starting kindergarten in the fall. We hosted them one afternoon on our playground for climbing up to kindergarten. 21 families came, played on the playground, met each other. I was able to give them some information about the school year, all that information that new families may not know, how to drop off the student, how to pick them up, lunch money, how to take care of all that. All those first-time things that I'm sure they wonder about, we were able to talk about and get out of the way. Each student was given a Shamrock shirt to start their collection of Shamrock gear. Our book club, who is sponsored by Mrs. Frick, held a celebration where they came together, had pizza and snacks, and they painted ceiling tiles for the library based on book covers. Speaking of the library and books, our book fair was once again a huge success. We offered a night of shopping for families two different times during the week. Well, one, we also had Kona Ice available as well. This year, our total book sales was over $7,000, which was more than the previous year. We used those funds to purchase books to hand out during one of our four family reading nights throughout the year. When students come to family reading night, they walk away with a free book, and this is how we fund that. Also, this money is also used to put books in teachers' classroom. It also helps put books in our library. So we appreciate all the community members who came out and purchased books and supported us in that way. Our first through third grade held their choir concert. We were entertained by recorders and singing that evening under the direction of Miss Maddox. That evening, Kona Ice was also on site, and families could enjoy that after the concert.
The highlight of the May financial update was that legislators fully funded the state formula for the 2025-26 school year. The governor said in his State of the State address in January that he planned to keep state funding flat from what it was last year. Legislators disagreed and increased the state formula as it was slated to do. Fully funding the formula was an increase to the New Haven budget between $190,000 and $200,000 for next year, depending on how many students we have enrolled. At the time this podcast was recorded, the governor has yet to sign the bill that fully funds the state formula, so we will see in the upcoming months what the funding level will be. In old business, we continued to discuss modifying elementary classrooms to give us more space. That discussion was tabled in May, but we will see it again on the agenda in June. We were excited to make a number of hires at the May school board meeting. John Liggett returns to New Haven and will serve as our elementary PE teacher and varsity boys basketball coach. Coach Austin Pyrick will slide from the elementary school over to the high school. Abigail Armstrong will be our new high school English teacher. Samantha Unger will start as a special education paraprofessional for us in the fall. And Trenton Thorpe has already started as our new technology assistant. That is all for the May board meeting, so now we will move on to the June board meeting. Under consent agenda, you will see ridership lists from February and October. Those lists detail the number of students that were eligible for state funding. Although we transport students to school no matter how close they live to our buildings, only the students that live more than 1 mile from their school building are eligible for state reimbursement. Also under consent agenda was a Parents as Teachers board report from Mrs. Connor. Mrs. Connor continues to do a great job serving the families with young children in our community, and her report details what has happened in that program over the past year. Currently have a job opening for a new Parents as Teachers educator, so if you are interested in applying for that, please visit our website. In the meantime, Mrs. Connor plans to continue serving our families until her replacement can be found. I will once again turn it over to Mrs. Nook and Mrs. Otten for their positive comments for the June board meeting.
In the month of June, we have had a really busy building here at the middle and high school. We have had boys basketball camps. We've had girls basketball camps. We've had some open gyms. We have coming up some volleyball camps. And so our month is really busy. We've also had a little bit of construction starting and lots of cleanup and hard work by our custodial staff to start getting the building ready for next school year.
We wrapped up our school year last month in May. One of the highlights of the year is our field day, and field day was blue skies for most of the day. Students ran relays, softball throws, sack races. They play with a parachute, visited the concession stand. We had parents cheering them on. It was a bright, beautiful blue sky day, and we ended right before the storm and the hail hit. So it was a great way to end our school year. In May, we also celebrated the fact that we completed map testing. Students worked hard, and we wanted to reward them with something fun. They wanted to have a dodgeball tournament. So students competed against each other, and the winning team got to play the teachers. So teachers played Miss Understall's sixth grade class. For the record, teachers won. Good time was had by everybody there. We graduated 33 kindergarten students on May 19th. Students performed the Pledge of Allegiance, they sang a song, and received their diplomas. Following the ceremony, we enjoyed lemonade and cookies in fellowship with all the families. No rest for the weary, we rolled right into summer school on May 28th. We had opening enrollment of about 194 students. Students are not only sharpening their math and reading and writing skills, they're also taking some fun trips, such as going to the pool, the Walt Theater, the parks. Herman Showboat Theater hosted us, the Splash Pad in Union. We've had some visitors come into our building. Missouri Department of Conservation shared a mammal trunk. Students were able to touch various furs of animals and some of the skulls and learn about them. Kona Ice has visited us, and we have weekly spirit days. Our fourth graders get to enjoy a little cooking class through the Missouri Extension Center. They get to try some recipes and then even get to sample all the food they make. Inside the classrooms, there's various activities. As I mentioned, not just the regular curriculum, but students are creating things, having fun snacks, making fun snacks, and just having a great summer. Summer school will wrap up June 27th, and following that, there will be no students in the building, but we will be busy getting classrooms cleaned up, floors waxed, and ready for the new school year.
Finances are the main topic for the June board meeting, which typically lasts about 2.5 hours. I begin by updating the board on the current fiscal year, and then they make a number of decisions that drive the budget for next school year. The fiscal year 25 budget that we're completing at the end of June should come out in the black this year as much as $50,000. We are excited for this budget and how it turned out. It is mainly in the black due to increased rates of collection for local taxes and delinquent taxes. The same cannot be said for the fiscal year 26 budget that we begin July 1st. I anticipate that this budget will end up nearly $200,000 in the red. Although there are a number of factors that lead to deficit spending next year, the two main causes are a decrease in enrollment and an increase in insurance premiums. Next year's junior and senior classes are both very small, both having around 27 students each. As those two classes graduate, we anticipate that enrollment will increase as much as 20 students over the next few years, which will have a significant effect on our budget. The board approved an elementary classroom modification RFP. If they choose to approve bids at the July meeting, this project will divide the current counselor's room into two classrooms. The counselor's room is a very large classroom that used to be our library. By dividing this larger classroom into two smaller classrooms, we are hoping to gain space within our building without adding to its footprint. The driving force behind making this change is that we are running out of room in our special education department. A few of the highlights within our new business section include setting the tuition rate for next year. This rate is what we use to charge students that do not live within our district, but is also used to set the rate that Franklin County R2 pays to send their high school students to our district. 4 or 5 years ago, the school board started using the DESE per pupil expenditure report to set this rate. Next year's rate of $12,600 mirrors what DESE calculates the New Haven School District spends per pupil in our district to educate them. The school board once again approved offering all three levels of Career Ladder next year. Career Ladder is a program that allows teachers to work extra hours throughout the year to earn a stipend that they receive each June. The benefit of this program for the New Haven School District is that the state pays 60% of this stipend and New Haven School District only has to pay 40%. This allows us to increase what we pay our teachers without having to foot the whole bill. For the certified salary schedule, the board approved a step along with a $500 increase to the base, resulting in a starting salary of $38,500. The school district also receives a baseline salary grant, which ensures that no teacher makes less than $40,000. If there are any teachers making less than $40,000, the state pays the difference to ensure that all teachers make at least $40,000. The board also added 50 cents per hour for all of our classified employees. Mrs. Nook gave updates on the middle school and high school handbooks. There were very few changes made to those handbooks for this upcoming year, and they can all be found highlighted to the agenda for this month. Most of the updates either mirrored policy changes over the last 12 months or clarified current procedures that were vague in the handbook. Mrs. Westermeyer provided a professional development report to the board detailing what teachers did during their PD days this past year. In June each year, the board approves extracurricular activity sponsors and coaches for the upcoming year. New hires for next year include Lauren Bergner as an assistant volleyball coach, John Liggett as a middle school girls basketball coach, Aiden Bailey as an assistant boys basketball coach, Doug Pyrick as an assistant girls basketball coach, John Liggett as an assistant track coach, Lauren Bergner as a middle school volleyball coach, Samantha Bratcher and Austin Pyrick as the freshman class sponsors, and Grace McCarthy as a junior class sponsor. We currently have openings for assistant boys basketball and middle school boys basketball. If you're interested in applying, please see our website for an application. The school board also approved the employment of Aaliyah Bates as a paraprofessional and Barb Kleppy as a cook for next year. That is all for the May and June school board meeting updates, and we look forward to talking to you next time.